ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 28, Text 2. Tam grihit vana yad brityo.
Tam grihit vana yad brityo.
Varunas asuro antikam. Varunayasura antikam avagya yasurim velam avagya yasurim velam pavishtam urakam nishi tam grihit vanayad vritya Varunas asuro antikam avagyana surim velam pravishtam udakam nishi tam grihit vanayad vritya Varunas asuro antikam Avagyana suram velam Pavishtam urakam nishi Tangrit vanayad vritya
to the presence of his master. Avagyaya, who had disregarded Asurim, the inauspicious, Velam, time, Pravishtam, having entered, Udakam, the water, Nishi, during the night. Translation. Because Nanda Maharaj entered the water in the dark of night, disregarding that the time was inauspicious, a demonic servant of Varuna seized him and brought him to his master. Purport. Nanda Maharaj was intent on breaking his fast during the Dodasi day, of which there remained only a few minutes. Thus he entered the water to bathe at an inauspicious time, before the first dawn light. The servant of Varuna who arrested Nanda Maharaj is stated here to be an asura, or demon, for obvious reasons. First, the servant was foolishly ignorant of Nanda Maharaj's position as the pastime father of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Also, Nanda Maharaj's intention was to carry out the injunctions of scripture. Therefore, Varuna's servant should not have arrested Nanda on the technical grounds that he bathed in the Yamuna at an inauspicious time. Later in this chapter, Varuna himself will say, Agyanata namakena mudhena. This was done by my ignorant servant, who is a fool. This foolish servant did not understand the position of Krishna or Nanda Maharaj or devotional service to the Lord. In conclusion, it is clear that Lord Krishna wanted to give his personal audience to Varuna and simultaneously accomplish other didactic purposes. Thus, this wonderful pastime will now unfold. Om Gyan Chirman Sya Ganam Jana Shalakya Sakshmi Tam Yena Tasma Shri Guru Jana Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutle Shri Mati Bhakti Vidanta Swamini Nam Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nirvishesha Shami Vadi Paschata Deshatani Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Garadar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So, we've seen here that Nanda Maharaj was seized by one of the foolish servants of Varuna. Because the moment was inauspicious time. So we can see here that time has its inauspicious moments also. The Kala Chakra, the wheel of time, is very deceptive. And I like to discuss a little bit about time, its auspicious and inauspicious moment, and how it affects us to some degree. Also, I'd like to talk a little bit about the demoniac qualities and how the devotees are above these, and Lord Krishna wanting to converse with Varuna. So, Time is very mysterious, very difficult even to define. Duration between two moments or two periods. In ancient time, time used to be calculated in terms of wings and breaths. Like sometimes so many breaths you have per day. Stated that one has like 21,600 breaths per day, but that could have been another age, not necessarily this age. And a wing. So the way time is calculated is stating that 18 naimisha means wings. 18 naimisha is one kasta, and 30 kasta is one kala. And 3 kala is 1 muhurta. And 30 muhurta is 1 day and night. So this was an inauspicious muhurta, 30 muhurtas. A muhurta lasts for like 48 minutes. And we have 30 muhurta in a day. And we usually, like, we try to utilize the auspicious muhurtas. They are 11 inauspicious Muhurtas, and they are 19 auspicious Muhurtas. See? So, 30 Muhurtas make one day. Stated day is for activities, night for sleeping, or the dark for sleeping. 30 days is 1 month. It's stated that 30 days is one day for the, or one day and night for the Pitris. The Pitris are the forefathers. When the moon is waning in the dark night, it is said that is the day for the Pitris. And when the moon is shining, that is the night for the Pitris. See? And 12 months make 1 year. 1 year is a day and night of the gods and the asuras, or the demons. 6 months when the sun is in the northern horizon, it's the day, is a day for the gods. And when it's on the southern horizon, it's the day for the demons and night for the gods. So when the sun is on the northern horizon, it's just day for the god and night for the demons. And when it's the southern horizon, it is night, it is day for the demons and night for the gods. See? By God. So this is how time works for humankind, the Pitris, the demons. And then we have the ages. We have four ages. Four ages is one age of the gods. And of those four ages, one is most auspicious, inauspicious. Everyone, auspiciousness dwindles by 25. In the first age, which is Satyug, auspiciousness dwindles by 25%. And then in Treta Yuga, it dwindles by 50%. In Dwarpa Yuga, it dwindles by 75%. And Kali Yuga, it would dwindle to 100%. See? That's how you could say auspicious and inauspicious. So each time. And so this age also, it's considered the most inauspicious age, the dark age of Kali. And this age, there's so much inauspicious thing that's going on. Prayana palishaha sabya kalavasmi yagena yanaha mandas manda matayo mandha bhagihi upajuta. In this iron age, or in this dark age, men are short-lived. In Satyug, men lived for 100,000 years. Kali Yuga, 100 years and less. Now it's not even that. Short-lived. They're lazy, misguided, quarrelsome, always disturbed. These are just some of the qualities in this age. See? And so this is the inauspicious age. But there are two good things about this age, or there's one good thing about this age, I should say. And Karabhajana Muni, he was speaking to Maharaj Nimai, or Nimi, Maharaj Nimi. He says, Kalim Sabhajayanti Arya Guna Gya Sara Bhagina. He says, those who are advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of Kali Yuga. In this fallen age, life would be achieved by the Sankirtan Jagya. So we get life from the Sankirtan Jagya in this age. And then Sukadeva Goswami was also telling Maharaj Parikshit, Kaler dosha nida rajan asti he eko mahanguna kirtanyat eva krishnasya mukta sangha paramvaja. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become freed from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. So in this Kali Yuga, even though it's full of faults and bad qualities, if we take to this Sankirtan Jagya, then our life would be sublime and we can go back to the spiritual world. So this is it for the ages. But going back to the so this is how time is inauspicious and auspicious. This is how it moves. And it moves in a very cunning way. It says this, time takes away everything on notice. It takes away everything on notice. Like an unbaked pot placed in water disappears imperceptibly. See? You have an unbaked pot, you put it in the water, it would dwindle and becomes like soil. See? So this is how time is cunning. And then he says, the wheel of time turns, so mortals revolve. One time in heaven, another time in hell. Another time on earth. Held strongly by the noose of karma. See? So this time. So, coming back to the muhurtas, the 30 muhurtas, it's stated from 6 o'clock to 6:48 is the Rudra Muhurta. And that is very inauspicious. 6:48 to 7:36, the Ahi Muhurta, that is inauspicious again. See, and then you have like the Mitra Pitru. Then you have the Pitru Muhurta, which is inauspicious again. You have Puru, Huta, Vahini. All these are inauspicious. But in the evening, from like 12 o'clock in the night to 6 in the morning, those are all good Muhurtas. And we know like the best one is Brahma Muhurta from 4:24 to 5:12. That's considered a Brahma Muhurta. And then the next one is Sanudra Muhurta. That is also good. And it is from 5:12 to 6. See? So Nanda Maharaj was seized by the servant of Varuna at an inauspicious time. It seems like it was early in the morning. And that would have been like around 6 to 7:30. But in different parts of the world, the sun shines differently. And sometimes, like here, it might be bright, but like in the east, it might be very dark at 6 o'clock. You see? So when Nanda Maharaj went in to the water, he was seized by the Asura. And it stated that Asura doesn't know who is a devotee, who is not a devotee. What is to be done, what is not to be done. What is duty, what is not duty. See? He does not know. He did not know that this is one of the most exalted devotees. Nanda Maharaj, he is the father of the Lord himself. You know? He didn't care about that. All he thought about, well, this guy transgressed our laws. And so he just grabbed Nanda Maharaj and took him to the kingdom of Varuna. See? So in my last class, I had spoken about how in this age, in the past ages, the Asuras used to dwell in different planets. Different planets and then different continents. But this age, they dwell among us. But also, there are Asuras that are quite prominent. I mean, or the Asura quality are quite prominent in different personalities according to their association with the modes. See? It says that they take shelter in lust, pride, false prestige. They're self-complacent, impudent, deluded by wealth. They say that this world is unreal, it's produced from sex desires. This song a little bit like. They engage in unbeneficial work meant for the destruction of the world. See? And so we find that in this age, we are surrounded by these people of demonic qualities. We find like in some countries we're being prosecuted, jailed, punished in so many different ways. See? Because people can't distinguish that these are devotees, These are godly men, servants of God. Like, for example, in the Buddhist community, when the monks would go out to the marketplace, all of them would have a begging bowl. But the community would appreciate and would willingly give them dan or give them donations. See? Because they were cultured to know that these people are godly. In our movement, now that is not so prevalent. You know, if you were to go around in a marketplace begging, it's very difficult. See? I mean, some places, some cultures, I mean, they appreciate that this that these are godly men, and by giving, we are purifying our existence. See, and we're supporting God consciousness. So as the age advances, the more it will become predominated by these asura qualities. But at least for the next 10,000 years, this age would become like a little Satyugan Kali. When Lord Krishna was speaking to Uddhava, he said that in every age, according to the propensities of the people, if they're truly God conscious, then they could create a little, like a little satyug, a little auspiciousness in that age. So for the Sankirtan movement, for the next 12,000 years, we will create that. And after that, then the age would rapidly deteriorate back. So the other point here is Nanda Maharaj being the father of Lord Krishna. And whether it was inauspicious, he should not have been captured, you know, because he was following a higher principle. He was observing Ekadasi Dwadasi. See, so he was going to take his bath, and he should not really. And in the more truthful ages, the God-conscious people, they were being protected by the general mass of society, like the Brahmanas and the Vaishyas and the Sudras. Sorry, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, the Sudras. They would protect the Brahmanas and support the Brahmanas. See? We used to do that. So in one sense, we would have to culture the world back to understand this. See? With some way or the other, by preaching, we can able to culture the world to understand these principles, hopefully. See? So they could support the Sankirtan movement and the Sankirtan jagat. And the last point here is Lord Krishna had wanted to see Varuna. Varuna is one of the 12 sons of Aditi. He is considered the brother of Urukrama. Urukrama is an expansion of the Lord. See? And so and of course, also he is a devotee. He's a devotee of the Lord. He's considered a sura, a demigod. See? So in one sense, Krishna would definitely like to see him and maybe talk to him also. See? And this would happen. When he met Varuna, Varuna would treat him nicely, as we'll see later on. And then he would converse with him a little bit. And so in one sense, this is good for Varuna. See, by meeting the Lord, of course, he'd be blessed by him and everything. So these are the points here. I don't know if there's any comment or any question. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, okay, Madan Mohan Prabhu.
Just a point, since you're talking about Ekadasi, tomorrow is Ekadasi, and it's also half a day fast. Gorkhasura Das Babaji's disappearance day.
Okay, oh, yeah, yeah. And then I think it's Bhishma Panch.
Yeah.
Pancha.
It starts the last 5 days.
Or something like that. Yeah, okay. Okay, so you got it. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.